Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Trumpeter Lee Morgan and saxophonist Wayne Shorter were two of the leading lights of the 1960s hard bop era, teaming up first in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and then on numerous dates under their own names, leaving behind a fiery trail of music that continues to resonate with listeners and young musicians today. It's Shorter Lee, Lee Morgan, and Wayne Shorter, coming up next on Nightlights. We'll be right back. Blakey's Jazz Messengers with Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter performing Morgan's Celine from the album Africaine. Two musicians who figure prominently in the story of jazz's late 1950s and early 60s hard bop era are tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter and trumpeter Lee Morgan. With Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and as sidemen on each other's leader dates, the two men blazed a musical path with their playing and composing that continues to be lengthened and widened by the musicians of today. Shorter, born in 1933, grew up in Newark, New Jersey's thriving musical culture, while Morgan, born in 1938, was a product of Philadelphia's vibrant jazz scene. Morgan made a name for himself early, signing with Blue Note Records at the age of 18 in 1956 and taking some incendiary solos with Dizzy Gillespie's big band as well, then joining up with the Jazz Messengers in 1958, while Shorter graduated from New York University and spent some time in the Army. The two musicians would first collaborate in 1959, with Shorter making his studio debut as a leader for the Chicago-based VJ label, described by writer Bob Blumenthal as the first truly successful label owned by African Americans with a strong presence in the rhythm and blues and gospel market. VJ branched out into jazz at the end of the 1950s, and in addition to signing several of Miles Davis's sidemen, snagged Shorter and Morgan from Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers as well. In the 1959 album Introducing Wayne Shorter, here are Wayne Shorter and Lee Morgan performing Shorter's Blues a la Carte on Nightlights. Thank you. Wayne Shorter and Lee Morgan performing Shorter's Blues a la Carte with Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from the 1959 album Introducing Wayne Shorter. While Morgan and Shorter were making a number of recordings for the VJ label, they were also quite busy recording for Art Blakey. Morgan was responsible for bringing Shorter into the band, helping to steal him away from Maynard Ferguson's orchestra, and Shorter made his debut with the Messengers at the French Lick Jazz Festival in Indiana on August 1, 1959. Later on, Lee told me that he had always had the idea of me standing next to him on the bandstand, Shorter later recalled. He would be looking over at me on stage and saying, "Front line, baby!" It was the beginning of a 5-year run with the band for Shorter, and it gave him a high-profile platform for his growing compositional skills and output. Here are Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers performing Wayne Shorter's Those Who Sit and Wait on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers performing Wayne Shorter's Those Who Sit and Wait with Shorter on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and Blakey on drums from the 1961 album The Witch Doctor. While Morgan helped Shorter by bringing him into the Jazz Messengers fold, Shorter returned the favor in several ways, not the least of which was inspiring Morgan to compose more often and with more confidence. Shorter later remembered that Lee's approach to writing was fundamental. He was much more at home playing than writing, but he would never ask for help. That's one thing I dug about Lee. He would struggle through on his own. He knew that if he was too tutored as a writer, that he would sound contrived. Most of Morgan's contributions to the Blakey book were minor key 12-bar blues. Here's one such piece performed live, What No, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Art Blakey's jazz messengers performing Lee Morgan's What No with Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and Blakey on drums from the album Meet You at the Jazz Corner of the World, recorded live at Birdland in New York City in 1960. I'll have more of the music of Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs, including the Wayne Shorter songbook, and view playlist on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner, using locally grown and organic ingredients. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. Carry out and delivery information at 323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Shorter Lee, Wayne Shorter and Lee Morgan on Nightlights. Featuring the recordings of Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter on this edition of Nightlights. In 1964, Wayne Shorter left Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, ending a 5-year tour of duty with the drummer, and joined Miles Davis, not long after Lee Morgan returned to the Messengers following a long spell off the jazz scene in the early 1960s. In addition to his work with Davis, Shorter began his own series of albums as a leader for the Blue Note label, and Morgan appeared on the very first one, Night Dreamer, along with what amounted to John Coltrane's rhythm section. The title track, Shorter told liner note writer Nat Hendoff, weaves from major into minor, but it has mostly a minor feel, and the minor keys always connote evening or night to me. Hentoff wrote, "The theme does indeed have a dreamlike ambience. In the solo section, the urgent thrust of Wayne's two improvisatory passages is complemented by Lee Morgan's crisp commentary and the characteristically lithe piano of McCoy Tyner." Wayne Shorter, Lee Morgan, and Night Dreamer on Nightlights. Thank you. Wayne Shorter and Lee Morgan performing the title track from Shorter's 1964 Blue Note album, Night Dreamer, with McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Lee Morgan departed Art Blakey's jazz messengers as well in 1965, partly because his composition The Sidewinder had become a huge hit for Blue Note Records. There was a resulting pressure on Morgan to duplicate The Sidewinder's success, and several of the leadoff tracks for his subsequent albums attempted to emulate its funky propulsiveness and punchy stop-start hook. Yes, I Can, No, You Can't from Morgan's 1965 album The Gigolo was one such track and provided a festively upbeat showcase for Shorter and Morgan. Here they are doing the track on Nightlights.
We'll be right back.
Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter doing Morgan's Yes I Can, No You Can't with Harold Mayburn on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums from the 1965 Blue Note album The Gigolo. I'll close out this Lee Morgan Wayne Shorter edition of Nightlights with music from one of the last albums that the two ever appeared on together. Shorter would leave Miles Davis at the end of the 1960s and go on to form the influential 1970s and 80s fusion group Weather Report, as well as a critically renowned working quartet in the early years of the 21st century. Morgan would continue to work and record as a successful leader until he was shot and killed at the age of 33 by his common-law wife in February of 1972. The recordings that he and Wayne Shorter made together form an important part of jazz's hard bop legacy. Here they are doing Morgan's The Procrastinator on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed with Lee Morgan doing the title track from his album The Procrastinator, with Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner, using locally grown and organic ingredients. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. Carry out and delivery information at 323-2233. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.